Running a marathon, 26.2 miles, is a lot. But for some, that's just the start. Ultra runners push themselves for 50 miles, 100 miles, or in the case of this story, 600 miles over a six-day period. LaToya Dennis from member station WUWM reports that ultra runners from around the world are in Milwaukee this week hoping to push themselves to new limits.
Jim Feist, at the age of 77, is hoping to finish his 51st ultra run. I met up with Feist as he was gearing up for the 6 days in the Dome, the Redux, a challenge where runners will compete to see who will log the most miles over a six-day period. With less than a week to go before the race, Feist was taking it easy, so I joined him for a light jog. While elite runners could top 600 miles, most runners will be targeting shorter distances. Feist says his goal is 250 miles, and he'll mostly be walking.
My average pace, you know, for 144 hours is going to be over 30 minutes. But if I sleep 4 or 5 hours a day and I take breaks, the 144 hours gets toned down quite a bit.
For Feist, the later it gets, the tougher it gets. Mentally and physically, he hits a wall right around day 3. And yes, he says he has contemplated quitting.
These things can hurt. And so you think while you're doing them, you do question yourself, what in the world am I doing out here?
A lot of ultra runs are on mountains and trails, but this one is actually indoors. It's taking place on a 3-lane track that wraps around an ice rink where Olympians train. I ask race organizer Joe Feges how many laps it will take to hit 600 miles.
2,177 times and then run another half of a lap.
Now, I can't help but laugh at that because I cannot imagine. It's chilly, around 55 degrees, but Feges doesn't think that will stop elite runners from putting up big miles. And it's ideal, he says, because there's ample space for sleeping.
You know, you really can't run for 6 days without getting some sleep.
Feges is 53 and currently holds the American record in the six-day race, 606 miles, set 4 years ago. But he's expecting the most competitive race between people in the 75 to 85 age groups. He says that's mainly because this race isn't about speed, but endurance.
It seems like patience, pacing are better suited for, let's say, the more mature, experienced ultra athlete.
And he says what's most important is people getting to do what they love, run. For NPR News, I'm LaToya Dennis in Milwaukee.